The not-so-rosy outlook for crop producers today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A farm can be a wonderful place to grow up, but it can also be a dangerous place. Statistically, a child dies on a farm every 3 days somewhere in America. That needs to be fixed. Do whatever you can to make sure your kids keep safety top of mind, working or playing. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Yesterday, ag economist Ben Brown from the University of Missouri laid out a pretty grim finance forecast for many U.S. crop growers, partly due, he says, to trade issues.
Certainly when it comes to trade policy, people try to make this black and white. You know, for U.S. ag producers, we hope we end up to where, you know, we get decreased tariffs, it increases global economic activity, we sell more product.
Part of the problem, says Brown, is the confusion about whether trade deals are actually happening.
We have a press release from the White House that says we have a trade deal, but there's actually been nothing filed officially either in the United States or in China. So, like, the only thing we have that this exists is that one White House fact sheet that says it exists.
Meanwhile, says Brown, our foreign competitors are gaining a stronger footing in the export arena.
We look at South American production of soybeans and the competition we see coming in this space. And I would just simply say that we can learn things from it. Your land grant institutions, we're here to help you and find ways to get through this and try to make a positive outlook on it.
Brown presented at the annual Top Farmer Conference at Purdue University. Tomorrow, a Purdue ag economist shares his take on the tariff effect on U.S. ag export activities. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.